Wish You Were Dead by Peter James, read by Daniel Wayman. For the Brown family, Debbie, Mark, and Danny. Chapter 1. Debbie talked to the dead.
Hello, boys and girls.
She would greet them all at 10 p.m. every weekday when she let herself into the silent mortuary to clean.
Bet you wish you weren't here,
she would add. They never answered her back. Well, at least no one had yet. And she was pretty glad about that. Her friends asked her how she could stand to work here. Didn't it spook her?
No,
she would answer. The dead don't bother me. It's the living that do. They're much scarier. Although, in truth, with the flickering lights and the hum of the fridges, she was always just a little nervous in here. Which was why she liked to chat away, telling them all about her day and asking them about theirs. Most of them, she guessed, had had a pretty shitty day, which was why they were in this place. She counted from the names on the fridge doors. 18 overnight guests. 2 more than yesterday. They lay behind the doors on racks of shelves wrapped in white plastic. Their names were on tags tied to their big toes, except for the occasional ones who arrived with no feet. Debbie was nosy. As she went about her work, she always wondered what fate had brought each of them here. When she cleaned Mrs. Grace's office, she liked to sneak a look at the ledger. All the details were recorded there. The name, date of death if known, and suspected cause of death, also if known. Mostly, they were known. Heart attack, stroke, suicide, fall from a ladder, stabbing, road traffic accident. And mostly, they were short stay, before going off to a funeral home. But a few, names unknown, were here for months. One, badly burnt in a fire, who they'd nicknamed Crispy, had been here for 2 years. Tonight, she was on a cheeky mission. She had been offered a lovely sum of money, £500, by Curtis, a dodgy friend of her husband, for some information. Not about one of the guests, but about Mrs. Cleo Grace, who ran the Brighton and Hove City Mortuary. Mrs. Grace was going on a family summer holiday later in the year. Could she find out where? Curtis had asked, pressing the cash into her hand. Debbie loved a challenge. And this one was much easier than she had expected. There, in a stack of papers on Mrs. Grace's desk, was a printout of an email with pictures confirming her booking. Bingo! Checking to make sure no one was watching, she said, "No peeping, boys and girls." Then she took a photo with her phone. Chapter 2. If you ask, Papa, how much longer, one more time, Detective Superintendent Roy Grace thought, I'll throttle you. He glared in the mirror at his son Bruno right behind him, then at the sat-nav app. French names, towns, villages, roads. Every town, every village, every road. Except for the one road they wanted, Rue de Juin. Was there such a road at all, he was starting to wonder. Could they have been tricked? Might they be victims of an internet con man, a crook like one he had recently locked up? Surely not. Could he and Cleo have booked and paid for a week's holiday in a French chateau that they were about to find out did not actually exist? But of course it did. They'd looked it up on TripAdvisor, and it had loads of reviews, almost all positive. It was the rubbish sat-nav app on his phone that was at fault here. Roy had started the journey in their rented car, a Citroën Space Tourer, in a very happy frame of mind. He was looking forward to this summer break in a gorgeous house in northwest France and to rare quality time with his family. It might be their last family holiday for some while, as Cleo was now 5 months pregnant. Yet something was starting to niggle him. It was like a darkness steadily rising inside him, just as the sky, loaded with rain, was steadily darkening outside. It was nearly 4 p.m, and it didn't look as if there was going to be any evening sun today. The tall trees made the road seem even darker, more like night than a summer afternoon.